BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. Does having a cardboard cutout in your profile picture improve your chances in love? Are you meeting your partner's parents for the first time this Easter? And what happens when famouses do that? And Charlie Slough is back on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Can you not give any more recommendations to Clara about Amsterdam? Because she doesn't want to go to that place.
She said she'll Google it.
No, are you Googling it now?
I sure am.
Please don't go there. Please.
You'll have a great time.
The kind of weekend that maybe you used to have in Amsterdam is not the one that Clara Amfo wants right now.
And how dare you suggest that? Why would that be the case?
Oh, she's just seen it.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Please don't go there. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. In this half hour, we've got Alex Clare, Too Close, and look at her eyes. She's like, oh, wow. I know. Like I said, make your own plans. And also, Spring King with Rectifier coming right now on BBC Radio 1. You know what Tuesday means? Charlie Slough is back on your radio at 3:40. I always forget about that, but today I remembered. He's doing Real or No Real later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ashley on Twitter, who's saying, I wish you were on the radio this morning. I like Grimmy, but I've just found myself flying low. I thought it was a bit breezy. Yeah, when we do breakfast show, we like to do about 7:15 in the morning. We like to do a fly check just to make sure that you aren't flying low. And actually, I mean, it sounds like a stupid idea, right? So many people thank us for it because they're like, well, actually, my flies were undone. So I think we're back on breakfast show in April. So don't worry, we will be doing that again. Don't worry about it.
Grimmy should have carried it on, actually, because it is a useful service.
Just it really
quick
is.
Look down.
A lot of people secretly listening at work today, like Sarah and Rebecca. The thing is, right, if I mention them, though... Oh, no, their cover's not blown because they're secretly listening. I had to think about that for a minute.
Unless their boss is secretly listening as well.
Yeah, as long as I don't say the company, I think it's fine. They have put the company down, but I'm not going to say it. Sarah and Rebecca. Oh, and also Isabel, who seems to be secretly listening. One ear on her Spanish teacher, one ear on us. Isabel and Devon, she's like, teacher's back after 3 weeks off and she's moaning, help me. Secret listening and lessons there. Hey, I saw this earlier today and I thought of you. I see that they've announced, now that James Martin's off, I see they've announced the first few presenters that are going to be doing Saturday Kitchen when he departs.
Yeah, I'm fully across this.
I did think of you because, well, you're not one of them. And even though you did really, I mean, it was quite desperate in the end when we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You really wanted to be part of this.
Well, I told them.
Well, you told them, yeah. And have they been back on since we made that call?
No, but there was, I believe there was a discussion about hopefully trying to get me on the show. The sticking point is I'd quite like to present it.
Yes.
But I did say that I need to get hold of Jennifer Aniston to be able to do so.
Yeah, I remember that now. And that's not really happened.
And that's proving the struggle at the moment.
What was the deal? I remember the lady who basically makes the show. She said, if you can get me Jennifer Aniston, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's come to a bit of a dead end, does it?
I will go on Saturday Kitchen, be able to show the people there my shepherd's pie, cook a shepherd's pie, but I do need to get hold of Jennifer Aniston.
This is like your dream.
I know, and that's what I thought. If I explained that to Jennifer Aniston, that she would see that and appreciate that, and we could make something work. Anyway, that's where we've last left it. So I found out that they've chosen Lorraine Pascal.
Good.
Michelle Roux Jr., MasterChef judge John Turode.
Oh, he's good, though.
The legend that is Rick Stein. Now, I can't argue about Rick Stein.
Well, you're arguing about Pascal, are you?
But the others, I think, are predictable and have been used enough on the BBC. So, once again, I plead...
Can I point out this is also BBC?
Oh, yeah. But once again, can I plead? Oh, yeah. Can I plead?
Sometimes you forget that, but it is.
Can I plead?
BBC Radio 1, it's called.
With Miss Ross, who's the exec producer of Saturday Kitchen, to please consider me
don't beg it.
As the next presenter of Saturday Kitchen. And I would give it everything. I would give it everything.
It's a long show and it's all live. Are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that. I'm ready to go. I've been practicing and I'm ready to go.
Do you know what? Even if they would let you in and just do, like, not put it on air, but if we could go to the studio and just do, like, a little mock-up
as
of what
audition.
It would be like. Yeah,
like,
almost like an audition.
I am more than happy to do that.
Okay.
For free.
You won't charge?
No.
Wow. So, Miss Ross, if you are listening from the company, we know the company.
Yeah. Please don't ignore me.
Please don't ignore him. And also, we just want to do a little test to see what he would be like under pressure. Obviously, you've got, I think you've got an earpiece. It's quite...
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It's great that you've got these guys that we've read about today, but let's shake things up a little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Is shepherd's pie all you've got? Because if you got to do the show more than once, you obviously couldn't do shepherd's pie every week. That's kind of boring on Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah, sure. But I did show you that machine I've got that does chicken kebabs. You know, so I got it for my birthday, right?
Yeah, but you can't go on Saturday Kitchen with...
Why not?
With a kebab
thing.
This
is the point. Why not?
I don't see why you would do that. What's it? Is it a thing that turns the meat around? You got that for your birthday.
I can show you something special you can do with a noodle, a pot of noodles, that will blow your mind. And it's the small differences that make something like that special.
Okay. Well, I hope they're listening at that company that makes Saturday Kitchen, because you've been largely ignored so far. Someone on Twitter says, how about we start an internet campaign? That's not really worked since Rage Against the Machine, is it really? Don't think. I'm not sure that's going to help.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Darren has come up with a cool question in Devon. You remember a few weeks ago we were talking about the chicken madras lady on that advert?
Oh,
I see you, baby.
Yeah.
Chicken madras.
Yeah.
And we were kind of imagining what it would be like to be her. Because imagine, she starts to walk down the street and go to the shops like the rest of us. But people will now recognise her as being the one that goes, I see you, baby, chicken madras. That's going to be a problem for a lot of people.
Well, it's well annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Daz and Devon says, quick question for you both. The new Admiral lady on the TV, better or worse than chicken madras?
I'm not sure on this one.
Oh, I've seen this loads. Do I check her out? Yeah, go and check her out now. The Admiral lady, she's wearing an Admiral hat and she's very happy.
Right, okay.
And she sings a lot while going up some stairs, escalators. Look at it now.
Fine, as annoying as chicken madras?
I would say even more.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After chicken madras, there's a new one now. I spotted the adverts on the train earlier. What's that coming over the hill? Is it Moussaka? Is it Moussaka? That's going to be the new one to replace chicken madras. Okay, no, apparently chicken madras lady is much worse than Admiral. Nicola says, I actually love the Admiral lady with her hat. She's a banging female Admiral and runs her own company. Now, she brings coffees for them at the beginning before, like, walking up the stairs singing, oh, what a beautiful morning, so fair play.
Also, she sings it quite well, whereas the chicken madras lady...
Yeah, she's a chancer, isn't she?
Yeah, it just grates on me a bit.
Hi, Mark from Bournemouth, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad, how are you?
I'm really good.
I went to your bridge yesterday.
How is it looking?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Got a photo.
Oh, did you? A little selfie?
Yeah.
How was the plaque? Was it grubby? Because someone said it was a little bit dirty yesterday. Not in a good way.
No, I don't think it was. No, they must have polished it.
Okay, good. Just as long as they are. I'm worried about the upkeep, you know. I've got a responsibility here.
Might have to put your hand in your pocket there, Mills, for obviously the upkeep of the plaque and bridge.
No, I'm just asking to... I'm just asking them to just polish it once in a while.
Oh, you know the other thing we can insist
walking
on
past,
is
yes?
If you are going to have a free photo at the plaque or bridge, is that you do a bit of cleaning whilst you're there as well.
Yeah. It's good that you got it for free while you can, though, because there will be a toll charge very soon. So get it while it lasts.
Or, I mean, judging by the amount of photos that I've seen, what you could do is charge anyone who has a selfie in front of the plaque.
Mm.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't pay, to be honest.
No, there won't actually be a toll. How can I help you today?
I was listening to your podcast from last Monday. I'm a bit behind, like by Alice. And I was listening to Chris saying about his friend on the app that rhymes with Judge Rinder.
Yeah, we talk about this dating app a lot at the moment. A lot of people get in touch with their stories. What's yours?
I've got a photo on my profile of me and my friend Connor standing next to a cardboard cutout of Gordon Brown.
Former Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Right?
Hey.
Where do you even get a cardboard cutout of Gordon Brown from?
The internet, I would have thought.
But I'm surely there's not that much demand for them, is there?
I wouldn't have thought so, but...
So what exactly is going on in your profile picture?
It's me, my friend Connor, and we're standing next to a cardboard cutout of Gordon Brown.
Does it look like it's actual Gordon Brown, or can you tell it's a cardboard cutout?
You can see the a clear sheen on his cardboard face.
Right.
It's, yeah. It's very obvious it's not real. And I picked it as a picture mainly because it's one that I look all right in.
Yeah.
But also it shows I've got a friend.
Yeah.
And
a lol, you know, sense of humour.
Yeah, and it's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And one girl asked me, why have you got a photo of you and your dad?
Meaning your friend?
Meaning Gordon Brown.
Oh right. Well, what's why is he doing that then? What's the point of having Gordon Brown in your profile picture? Why does it help?
Well, I thought it would be a good conversation starter. I thought, you know, I looked all right in the photo, I guess.
Yeah, you just did it because it's your favourite photo of yourself.
Pretty much. Gordon had nothing to do with it, really. But the fact that somebody thought it was my dad, I was more surprised, really, that she thought she'd think I had a cardboard cutout of my dad.
Yeah.
Well, at least they didn't think it was your lover.
Well, this might be why I don't get many matches.
It is tricky that, you know, when you know a picture is really good of yourself.
Yeah.
But often you have to sell your friend out a little bit because your friend might have, I don't know, might even have their eyes shut. But you know it's a well good picture of yourself, so you stick with it.
Yeah.
So have you been successful with Gordon Brown?
With him as my picture?
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder what you were. Yeah, no, not really, no.
Going back to this whole cardboard cutout thing, I'd love one of you, Scott.
Why?
What I'm hoping to do at some point is like try and build a games room. That's going to be the dream for me. And I think you in the corner there would look quite good as like a memory from Radio 1.
Right.
Do you sell cardboard cutouts of yourself?
No, I don't know.
Are you online?
Great question.
No, I don't. I'm not aware that there are any.
It's probably unofficial if you go look for them.
Wait, Mills,
I did buy a cracking one of Bruce Forsyth a couple of years ago, though, so there's lots of those.
We should definitely get one of you. Would you like one of me, Scott?
No, it's weird.
Would you not?
Also, what you would do if you have one of me is take pictures of it in compromising situations all the time and tweet them.
Definitely.
And I don't want that.
I'm just looking for a couple of cutouts of you online, Scott, and I can't find any.
No, I told you, there's none.
Can you check for me as well? Because I would love one of me. I can't even imagine what I'd do if there was a cardboard cutout of me.
Yeah.
Any luck finding Scott?
Yeah, no luck finding Scott. The closest I can get to Chris is either Chris Pine or Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's not me.
Not close.
Get a face and stick it over the top, I guess.
Oh, wow. I'm Googling myself at the moment. And Scott, guess what? There's a whole range of merch, I think unofficial, unless there's something you want to tell us, with your name attached to it.
Oh, really?
For example, there's a poster here, Keep Calm, What Would Scott Mills Do?
What?
You can get that on jumpers, T-shirts, mugs, bags.
No, you can't.
You can, mate.
Show me.
Let's get that shut down.
Right, oh my God, who's doing this?
I mean, it might be a different Scott Mills. There might be a new up-and-coming celebrity, a new Scott Mills.
Is this like your bit on the side?
It's not me.
Right.
I promise you.
We've got to check, because that would be a conflict of interest.
That's a great idea, though. Would you allow me to sell Scott Mills merch?
Absolutely not.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't.
But we could all benefit from
that. Are
you
sure that's not you? Because it looks a bit like you're
100% writing. Not me.
Yeah. Well, someone's making money there somewhere, and it's not me. If you're not having much luck on the dating apps with the Gordon Brown cardboard cutout, get a new one and put that on your profile.
A new cardboard cutout?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Who would you like?
Guess so. You.
No, that won't help you.
You don't have to say that. You can have anyone. That's the beauty of a cardboard cutout. You can go proper A-list if you want. Like,
this is true, yeah.
You can borrow my Brucey one. I've still got it, I think. I think it's still fine. But my shed is leaking, so it's in there. I don't know whether it's wet.
No, I'm good, thanks. No, I'm all right.
My profile picture is of me and Mila Kunis, and people believe that that is a cardboard cutout because it does kind of look it, which is really annoying.
Yeah, I don't think she does look like a cutout. With my Gordon Brown one, you can clearly see he's 2D.
Clearly 2D. Okay, well, keep us updated on your quest for love.
I'll try.
Good to speak to you.
You too. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
Where's he gone? Huh? George Ezra. Remember, he was on the Brits last year. He was really good.
Yeah, I remember him. What, no. Do you want him back?
I would like to have him back. Yes, very much, please. New stuff soon. I'm sure, like, Hugh Stevens will be the person to ask about that.
That's true.
George Ezra.
I like that Hugh Stevens knows where everyone is at any given moment. He can tell you when they're coming back.
It's true. Like, he knows, like, he's accountable for everybody. He'll be able to tell you exactly when George is coming back. And I can't wait for it. Blame it on me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow night, it's the British Kebab Awards, the most important event of the year for kebabs. And we are going. And we're presenting an award. Trouble is, you've used all the good kebab jokes when you did it last year on stage.
That's true.
Nice to see a falafel house. Was that it?
Yeah, I got that joke slightly wrong.
Yeah, you said nice to see falafel people. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's right.
You're supposed to be full house, but then it was falafel house and you got it wrong. Nice to meet you, as in kebabs contain meat. And let's get meze.
Yes.
So we're out of kebab jokes now. If anyone knows any good ones, then we'll need them for tomorrow night. Also, I'm using it as kind of a press conference to talk about the return of Inyo Nabingo. Obviously, the people at the Kebab Awards probably won't care, but that's where I'm going to be releasing all the details of when Inyo Nabingo is back tomorrow night on stage at the Kebab Awards.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, you ask the listeners for a pun and they really get involved, don't they? We've got the Kebab Awards tomorrow night. I thought that Chris had used all the good kebab jokes, but apparently not. And there's hundreds coming in, literally. Have you got any there?
There are, I mean, there are loads, but a lot of them are the same. Tom from Barnsley is the latest one. Make sure you don't skewer it up and announce the wrong winner. There's plenty of people going down the Donna route. So you Donna how good you all look.
Good, yeah. I could say I've never done a kebab awards before, because I haven't.
I'll try not to kebabble on.
Thanks to all the
a good one.
Thanks to all the sponsors and donors tonight. Donors.
My worry is any of them that need explaining are going to be tricky on the night.
Good luck to everybody, and I shish you all the best.
Let's take a look at the nominees.
It's a pitter there aren't enough kebab jokes.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Thanks so much for your help, everyone. We're going to be absolutely fine. I was worried before, now I'm not. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Hello, where are you at the moment?
I'm driving towards Eastleigh for work.
Eastleigh off of Hampshire, off of where I'm from?
Off of Hampshire, yeah.
Okay, make sure you do the sightseeing tour.
Of the statue in the town?
Yeah, the statue's there,
statue
as you know.
Of Scott in the
I'm just
going
to, like, I've said for many years now that it's not a statue of me in Eastleigh next to Waynesbury's, but I'm so bored of it now that let's just say it is. I'm bored of arguing. No, there's a full, like, guided tour where you go on a bus and you get earphones and that, and they give you all the major sights of the town.
Is there?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Look it up.
I mean, yes, there is. It's the Big Eastleigh bus tour, red bus.
Oh,
there's loads
I'll make
to
sure
do.
I do that.
Do that. Are you working there today?
I work for a housing association that's based in Eastleigh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Right, so you know how this works. I pick one song that I believe is truly amazing, but then so does Chris. And we kind of battle it out, and there's one person that decides what gets played on Radio 1. We're both very confident today. Your job is to tell me which one you want. No pressure. Don't be swayed or persuaded by any of us. It's your complete decision, Nathan. Here's my one.
Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment.
You don't hear it that much anymore. Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. One of his best. So that's my offering, but Chris has got one too.
And it's a good one today, Scott. 1975 Chocolate.
Oh.
So I remember when Hugh Stevens first played this to me, like back when they were a proper Herc. But now they're one of the biggest bands in the world, and I still love this song just as much.
They weren't a who, they were a when.
That's true, they were a when.
It was just a matter of time. I think those songs are on a par today, so I would have a problem choosing. That's what Nathan's here for, though.
First song, Scott, yours makes me want to put the windows down.
Yeah?
Windows down, volume up.
Open the window, Nathan.
Chris's, I'm trying not to be swayed by the fact that me and Chris support the same football team.
Oh, well, this is a done deal then, surely, mate.
Oh, God.
Are you excited for the semi-final?
Oh, very. I'm trying to get tickets like gold dust.
You're trying to get tickets?
Yeah.
Well, Chris can't hang you with that. No, you'll be... I said, don't be persuaded by anything.
But you're a Watford fan.
Yeah.
Right, OK.
It's tricky there, isn't it?
Listen, you're being pressured into this
by
him.
No, I'm not. He's just... Listen, you've just bonded over the fact he works in Eastleigh. We've talked all about the statue of you in the centre of town. Now we're talking about the football team that we support. So Nathan, with that in mind, pick whichever song you want.
I think, given the day it is today, and with the weather like this, and it makes you want to put the windows down, I'm going to go with Scott.
No. Yes! You made the right choice.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Ben on text says, to be fair, both bangers were awesome today. Mm. So hard to choose them between them, I know. Danny in Shrewsbury, loving hearing Macklemore. Chris, your choice was rubbish, but this is amazing. Says Craig on the tractor. Hang on, I'm trying to find some ones in
not,
play
though,
review.
You're not, are you? You're not. And you'll never read one which is bad about your song choice. I think you summed it up lovely. They are on par, those both those songs. Kind of similar level.
It's hard to find the ones going, yes, I really like this one, Chris, because it's all just kebab puns still. People are really going for that. Oh, here we are, I've got one. Jason from Middlesbrough. The 1975 makes me want to put the windows down way more than Macklemore. You were robbed like Hatton Garden.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I would be quite keen for a rematch of Slaves on Inuit Bingo, because that would be good, because they make me laugh.
They loved it as well.
They really loved it. And do you remember they hung around for an autograph of me? I was like, what are you doing? Maybe, do you think they were being ironic?
Oh,
that's only just
no.
occurred to me.
No, I don't think it. At first, I thought...
Why would slaves want to... I just don't get it, really.
No, but here's the thing. Before Innuendo Bingo, there'd been a time where they were desperate to see you. And I overheard them saying, oh, can we see Scott Mills? Can we see Scott Mills? And then they tried to go into the office to come see you. So I don't think they were being ironic.
Okay.
And then they did come and play Innuendo Bingo, unless it's a massive joke.
Yeah, it could be a massive joke on me. But they are brilliant. And that is the song with Chasing Status. It's called Control. Slaves and Chasing Status on Radio 1. To be fair, Chasing Status are top of the bill on that song, and then it's Slaves after. I don't want to get that right. I don't want to give anyone billing where, you know, it's not allowed.
You do hear of that happening sometimes.
I know.
Awkward.
It's Chasing Status' name above the doors, and then Slaves afterwards. I'll be announcing full details about the break in hiatus of Innuendo Bingo tomorrow night on stage live at the British Kebab Awards.
Yes.
They won't know what's going on, but that's where I've chosen to tell you about the future plans for Innuendo Bingo tomorrow.
It's great. It's like a press conference, isn't it?
It is. I'm turning it into a press conference. They'll be there for the Kebab Awards, but I will stop proceedings for a minute and tell them all about Innuendo Bingo. That's tomorrow night. That trap is Control. Adele coming up, Eliza and the Bear, and Maroon 5 next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't think I mentioned this, but I went to an engagement party on Friday night in Essex and was chatting to one of Eliza and the Bear for at least half an hour over a piece of sausage roll, lovely buffet, and a couple of cheese and pineapple sticks.
Was it Eliza's engagement or the Bear?
Neither of those.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just remembered as well, we did, we shared a moment over the chocolate fountain as well at the engagement party the other night.
No,
I completely
way.
Forgot to tell you about this.
That's
yeah, Eliza
so cool.
and the Bear. Yeah, just there.
And what were they doing there? Just
they're friends
same
of
friends.
Friends of the same friends as the people I know who are getting engaged.
What are the chances?
Eliza and the Bear and Friends on BBC Radio 1. Lovely bit of chocolate. I love a chocolate fountain, don't you?
Do you?
Oh, I do. Now, it's a 4-day weekend. That's going to be yours very soon. That's coming up. And it is a time when a lot of people see family and friends, even more so than Christmas sometimes. There's a lot of people like driving all around the country, getting trains, going to see family and friends, people they've not seen for a bit. And also, for people in fairly new relationships, it is that time, or one of the times of the year, where they just have to meet the parents of their partner for the very first time. It's a stressful situation.
Yeah.
After you've been seeing someone a certain amount of time, at some point it has to happen. And Easter, for a lot of people, is that time.
Well, I think it's because, naturally, as you said, loads of people are going home to see family and families are kind of regrouping. So it makes sense to organise the meeting of whoever's parents at that time because everyone's together.
Yeah. So if you are meeting the parents for the first time, let us know. I mean, we've all been through this at some point where yes. it's like you know, the other person likes you enough to introduce you to their mum and dad, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine you having many problems with that, though.
Why?
Well, one, you're a nice guy, but also you're a celebrity.
I don't think that makes any difference.
Really, though, because I do wonder if famouses have the same pressures when meeting the parents.
In what way?
Well, what I mean is, let's say you're dating Tiny Temper.
Me? Right?
You. Yeah, okay. Let's. No, well, no, you know, because you're different, because you're famous, right? Well, let's say I'm dating Tiny Temper.
Okay, so you're now dating Tiny Temper.
So I'm dating Tiny Temper, and I bring him back to mum and dad.
Yes.
Right? My dad is going to open the door and go, "What is he doing here? Tiny Temper."
Yeah. Well, actually, before that, he'll be like, "Oh, I didn't. You. Why didn't you tell me that you were gay?" And then after that,
right,
he'll be...
Okay, so we're overcomplicating this situation.
No, but that'll be his first question, right, because you haven't even mentioned it.
No,
to
I
him,
haven't
and then you bring
mentioned,
Tiny Temper back to yours.
Fine. So this is a bad example. So, but what I'm saying is, let's say someone is dating Tiny Temper. Tiny Temper turns up at the door, famous, right? I wonder if they feel much pressure, because celebrities have a big thing of feeling quite self-important, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, I think so. So I don't think... that as a famous, you would feel the pressure in that situation. You're going to turn up and go, "Look, they're going to love me. I'm famous."
No, I don't think that's true. I think it's stressful. If you like the person, doesn't matter if you're famous or not, you want the parents to like you. Because you're a celebrity, you're not walking in there all sure of yourself going, "Yeah, of course they'll like me. I'm Tiny Temper."
I don't think celebrities would feel the same pressure in meeting the parents. I'd love to hear from someone famous about that.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit different because the parents would already know who they are.
Yeah, and
which makes
also,
it easier.
Well, also, they can Google them and see who they've previously dated. There's a whole load of references they can look up on there.
Now, I don't know whether they were or they are going out, but do you remember that time a few months ago where Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner were on that boat?
Mm.
And there you've got a situation, you see, where both mums are on the yacht with their kids. So you've got Anne, Harry's mum, but then you've got Kendall's mum, who is actually Kris Jenner.
Right.
That's a weird situation, isn't it?
So, yeah, I mean, with the parents being famous, that's a whole new level.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of a famous person meeting the parents, but the parents aren't famous, and ideally their child isn't famous either.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Are you famous?
No.
Where are you?
I'm in Scotland.
You're not Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Are you Ryan Giggs?
No.
So you're just Ryan from where in Scotland?
Glasgow.
Okay. Are you meeting the parents for the first time this weekend?
Yes.
So what's the deal? Tell me all about it.
I've been together with a girl for just over 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I've done well to avoid, obviously, meeting the parents so far.
You've successfully managed to avoid meeting them. I like that that's an achievement for you.
Avoid all the awkwardness. But it's obviously my turn to go visit her this weekend for Easter weekend. She's like, "I think it's about time you meet the parents." I'm like, "Yep, cool, okay, yep, that's fine."
Ryan, are you going to be there all weekend?
Yes.
That's a whole heap of issues, isn't it, Scott? Because then there's the rules about the rooms.
Awful.
And there's a conversation that's always going to be had about it, or not. And sometimes that's even more awkward when it gets to about 10, 11 o'clock and people are trying to work out exactly what the situation is with rooms.
Yes. Where will I be able to stay?
How cool are the parents with this situation? That kind of thing.
I remember a few years ago telling the parents, I used to go and stay there at weekends, and the parents, they used to put a small blow-up bed next to the person I was seeing's bed.
Yeah.
And as long as I stayed in there, but in the same room, just next to the main bed, that was absolutely fine.
But was it a blow-up bed next to a double bed?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very clear where you were to stay.
Yeah, well, it was clear from them that they wanted me to use the blow-up bed, but obviously, and they don't know this, I didn't. But as long as they thought I was in the blow-up bed right next to the double bed, that was absolutely fine. They were happy with that. It's house rules, you know?
Yeah, of course, and you have to respect the parents' rules in that situation, obviously. Yeah. How are you feeling about this weekend, Ryan?
Obviously, not a little nervous. My girlfriend's tried to make me aware of all the, you know, all the questions you'll get asked.
Like what?
Like, what do you work as? Where do you live? who's your mum, who's your dad, all that. Do you drive?
Is that one of the first questions they ask? Who's your mum?
Do you drive?
It's like a press conference that you've got to hold.
Have you been preparing your answers?
Yes.
You must be terrified.
I'm a bit, yeah. My girlfriend makes it worse, though. She says her dad's a bit overprotective, so, you know, I'll get the third degree.
All dads are overprotective, though.
Yeah.
But you can prepare for that. And it sounds like you are, brilliantly, because you know the answers to those questions.
Ryan, the questions aren't that difficult, though. Who's your mum? Do you drive? Pretty simple, aren't they?
Yes.
But under pressure, I understand it might be more difficult.
Yeah.
Ryan, if I could give you one bit of advice, and you should listen to this, is just don't block the toilet, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Because that is the worst feeling if you're in your girlfriend's parents' place for the first time and you've blocked their loo. You want to be really careful because the last thing you want is to be in the toilet feeling like you're just trapped in the toilet and you can't go downstairs to see the rest of the family.
Yeah, and you are not leaving that toilet until you've dealt with it.
No.
Because the last thing you can do is go, sorry, guys, I've blocked the toilet. Yeah. Not when you first meet them. And here's my advice to you. If you need anything more than a wee at their house, don't do it.
Hold it in.
Hold it right in. Okay?
Yeah, that's great advice, thanks.
Do you think we've helped?
Yes, definitely.
You do sound like you've perked up a little bit with that advice.
It's probably an initial worry, but, you know, you just have to prepare yourself for it as best you can.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And good luck.
Thank you.
All right, speak to you soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. This person says, Mills, I'm going to Oxford to see the girlfriend's family for the first time this weekend. They're planning an Easter egg hunt. What's the etiquette here? Do I have to let them eat all the chocolates? 100%,
yeah. Probably have to let them win.
Yeah, they have to win.
Check this, Mike's been on. I pulled my girlfriend's mum's stair gate off the wall and was left frantically trying to fix it when meeting the parents. That's a situation.
That's worse than the toilet situation.
Yes.
But like I said, do hold it in if you are going around to your boyfriend or girlfriend's mum's house or dad's house for the first time this weekend. What about Andrew in Southampton? Yes, this is the ultimate one. Imagine Kate Middleton and Prince William's situation of meeting the parents for the first time.
Mm.
He's a royal, actually. But don't they know each other anyway? Because, like, high end.
I think so, but I do like the idea of her dad saying, what do you do for a living?
Well, actually,
what would you like to do?
I think they knew each other before, because, yeah, posh. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Hello, if you're just finishing work or school for the day. Greg James is here for you at 4 o'clock. Easter holidays are coming. Lots of people are meeting their new boyfriend or girlfriend's parents for the first time. Ben can relate to my one. Last Easter, he had to meet the parents. And like the story I told you, there was a blow-up bed next to the main bed, which you were expected to sleep in. Same. And then his now sister-in-law said, why don't you arm wrestle my two massive brothers and my dad? As a kind of, what's that kind of sign of manliness? Or I don't know whether you're right for my daughter, so let's have an arm wrestle.
It's not ideal.
Laura at York Uni, you all right?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. So it's the big weekend, Easter weekend. You're meeting the parents.
Yeah, I am.
And is it right that you met your boyfriend at uni?
Yeah, so I met him in York, but his parents live in Sheffield. So we'll be going to Sheffield to meet his parents.
How long have you been seeing him for?
Just under a month.
Whoa. Whoa,
things are moving really fast.
Whose idea was this?
It was his idea.
Well, he must like you a lot.
I mean, you know, who wouldn't?
Exactly. So,
yeah. Have you shown him yours yet?
What?
No. No.
When will that happen then? Or is that at TBC?
That's happening not next week, the week after.
Oh, I love this.
So that's the home fixture.
Yeah.
What are you worried about? Because is it for the whole weekend?
So, no. So I'm going back up to York this weekend to just put some stuff back in my house for the next term. And then I'm dropping him off in Sheffield on my way back down to go to a party in London. And then he's coming up for like 4 days after that.
So how long will you be with the parents for?
I will be with the parents for approximately 2 hours on Saturday.
Okay. You've done well there.
Then the weekend after, I'm at two massive family parties.
Of his family?
Yeah.
Oh, stress.
Yeah.
But you know what? You've wangled yourself a good one here, because a 2-hour meeting of the parents for now is a great way to sort of test the water, isn't it? See what they're like.
Yeah, this is true.
And I like the way you've planned it so that it is just 2 hours.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I have to get back for the party. Yeah. I can't possibly stay any longer.
Got you.
Yeah.
How much have you this week wanted to bail on this?
Well, I've been in St. Lucia, so I haven't really been thinking about it.
Yeah.
All that much.
Yeah, you've been busy in St. Lucia. No need to worry about your boyfriend's parents.
No, exactly.
You don't think of that when you're lying in a hammock with a cocktail, do you?
No, you don't think about anything. It's not real life when you're on holiday.
Yeah. Now, do you have any kind of strategy, any plan for how you're going to tackle this meeting with his parents?
I'm just going to try and be really smiley and really happy so that they think I'm a really nice person.
Are you going to target mum or dad?
Probably the mum.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit of a mummy's boy.
Yeah, same as me. I'll tell you what, though. Mums do generally like me, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I'm a big favourite with
mums. I've seen Scott with a number of mums, and they do. You get on really well with them.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my meeting, then, and help me out?
Oh, would that help? This would be good.
I think it would potentially be quite funny.
I mean, probably not this weekend, because plans.
Okay.
But this is a service that we could offer in future, though, because I am excellent with mums. So if you're thinking, okay, the first meeting with the other half's parents is going to be tricky, I'll come and smooth the mum over for you.
And you're there in the capacity of a GBF. Perfect.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Gay best friend.
Yeah.
But that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because obviously you're not going to be the boyfriend there, because the boyfriend knows his own parents. But you can be there as...
Once again,
such a good idea.
Once again, we've come up with a great idea for the show in future, while we're on the air.
For this show, or... You know, potentially this could be a TV show.
We don't need to have meetings off air because we're doing them on air.
Mm.
Right, write that down. Gay best friend. And I'll turn up and be just that.
Because you are great with mums as well.
Yeah, I'll be ideal. Oh, okay.
So good.
Mills.
No one copy that if you're listening.
GBF. Got it. That's happening.
It's a bit like speed dating, but with like parent meeting.
Yeah.
Mm. But some people will be better with dads than with mums. But if you need someone that's good with mums, I am actually your man.
Laura, are you confident that you're going to get on well with his mum?
I hope so. I think so. Well, he's told her about me and she likes the sound of me so far.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Are you worried about any questions that might come up?
Probably like, you know, the big questions like, so what do you want to do with your life after uni? Those questions.
What are you going to say?
Well, I want to be a music therapist, so I have got an answer, but I don't know whether they'll like it.
No, that sounds good.
That does sound good.
I think the main thing with parents is when you say that you don't really know, for some reason they find that tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going to go off travelling and find myself, you know?
I mean, even if that's true, don't say it.
Yeah.
Okay, right, gotcha.
Well, listen, good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Please let us know how it goes next week.
I will report back to you.
Loving your work. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's that time again. When he goes camping, the bears hide their food. It's Charlie Slough.
Yeah! Ooh, sure.
Hello.
That was rude about the bears hiding their food.
Don't you like my introductions that I do?
They once upon a time were great.
Oh, gosh. How are you?
I'm amazing, thanks. A little bit jet-lagged.
Jet lag, where have you been?
Just got back from Austin, Texas.
Of course.
Down there, South by Southwest. It was a movie over there.
Was it a movie?
It was a movie.
What's it like? I didn't think that's for your sort.
What do you mean by that?
Well, no, I thought it was quite a lot of, I don't know, but yeah. I understand that it's quite a lot of kind of, a lot of Indian guitar music.
The majority of music over there is hip-hop based, family.
Is it really?
You've not been following Charlie's Instagram? And...
You don't follow me no more.
Do you not?
No.
Do I not?
Because some of your pictures from there have been amazing, actually.
Thank you.
When did you get back?
Thank you. Yesterday.
And it was a good time. Actually, Hugh Stevens always says to me that he thinks that I would really like it. Do you think I would?
I think you'd love it, bro. Yeah? I think you'd love it. I know you're all about that party lifestyle.
Yes, I am.
And go with Charlie. Tops off, chains on.
Mm-hmm.
Who said anything about tops off?
Yeah, that's how I move out there. It's hot.
Was it hot?
Mm-hmm. We had thunderstorms twice, actually. Quite scary. A warning came up on the app saying tornado just around the corner.
I've never had that before.
Oh, yeah, orcs.
Yeah. And what's it this week? Back to Tamworth?
Back to Tamworth, Bristol, Southampton. The list goes on and on. Watford.
Plenty of zoos.
All the gigs. Yeah. 1 minute, Austin. Next minute.
Tamworth.
That's it.
Well, you'll be well jealous. You know what we're doing tomorrow?
What?
British Kebab Awards.
I heard about this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Matty.
We are on. Hey. It's right up your street. I thought you'd be jealous.
They actually asked me to do it. About 3 years ago, they did. And I couldn't do it, so they got Nick Bright to do it.
Yeah.
So obviously now they're like, all right, let's get the big guns in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it this time, so they hollered at you.
Yeah, so we're presenting Best Newcomer.
Are you?
At the British Kebab Awards tomorrow. So I can't wait for that. It's a shame you can't be there, mate, because you get all the foods.
You get all the foods?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a meat feast.
I wasn't told that.
Don't tell him that.
And there's live entertainment from X Factor finalist 2011, Two Shoes.
I wondered why you was just watching them on there,
yeah,
Chris.
I was just...
You actually?
He was.
Oh, I just wanted to remind myself about...
I meant to be in Plymouth tomorrow night.
Okay. Come on down.
I might not make it.
Here's your real or no real for today.
All six members of the Sugar Babes are reuniting to form a Sugar Babes supergroup called Total Sugar.
Great idea.
Well, a lot of people are doing the reforming at the moment. Yeah. A lot of these bands off of the 90s and 2000s are getting back together, like S Club, and they're doing all right out of it.
I actually played at a show in Bournemouth a few months back, and in the other room, S Club were on.
Mm. Yeah, we did one as well.
And I went into the other room just to see Wablo, see if that room was as busy as mine.
See what?
Wablizzy.
Right.
And so anyway, I've gone in there, and man like Bradley has started shouting me out.
Mm.
Big up man like Charlie Sloth.
He'd love to do a fire in the booth.
He would do. He actually asked after. Big up man like Charlie Sloth in the building. And I've not been so embarrassed.
Why?
For a long time.
Oh, come on.
I love man like Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I'm playing in the hip-hop room. In this club in Bournemouth.
Oh, don't be such a music
but
snob.
But you've sneaked into the disco room, haven't you? Because
that's
you to go
all over.
S Club.
Hey!
That's you all over. You're right. You're in the hip-hop room, but we know what you're really like, and you want to sneak into the disco room for a little peek.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars.
Secret disco queen, that's what you are.
I didn't want that to get out there, but...
So, can anyone remember all of Sugar Babes? I think I probably can.
Go on then.
Okay. You've got Mutya. Yeah.
Yes.
You've got...
Keisha.
Heidi,
who joined when the other one went to the loo and didn't come back.
Siobhan.
She's the one who went to the loo and didn't come back, right?
Amel, the newest member.
Got on then. And six?
No one can get it.
Jade.
How do you know that? Because you just looked it up. That's
I haven't.
Right.
I honestly yeah, you did. Haven't. Am I right with Jade?
Jade
For some
Ewan.
Reason, I think... Yeah, so am I right with Jade? But
yeah,
there we go.
Are.
Six out of six.
Wow. Who was your favourite? Who
clearly
was your favourite?
To your left on the screen there.
Who was your favourite?
Heidi. I loved
yours.
Mutya.
Oh.
Are they reforming though, all six of them? And remember, I seem to remember that some of them didn't get on. But maybe they've put their differences behind them for cash and they're getting back together.
It's a great idea, I think. I'd love to go see this. So I'm going to say real.
They have some hits.
I'm hoping it's not real. No real with
that
this one.
Is no real.
No, not
Thank
happening.
Goodness.
They are not reuniting because they're very busy with their solo careers, modelling careers, and reality TV careers.
And they don't get on.
Okay, and next.
Kylie and Kendall Jenner disguised themselves as elderly women to experience a Hollywood Homes tour.
Now, you know what it's like if you're that famous. You can't just go on a Hollywood Homes tour with the rest of the tourists because you will get hassled. So what do? You dress up as an old woman. Maybe with some sunnies on there, maybe like a little headscarf, and no one can tell that you're actually Kylie and Kendall Jenner. Maybe they went to town with like all prosthetics and that to make it look like the real deal.
But they do get to do the tour because they get to go around these houses normally because they're all their friends.
Well,
so for me, this annoys me because they're taking up two spaces on the bus.
Yeah.
They could be there for some tourists.
Have you ever done one of them tours? It's so much fun.
I haven't. Is it good?
It's good, yeah. You get to see all of the houses. I mean, you get to see the gates of the houses,
I've seen the buses go past.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I've never been on one of the buses.
If you're on the top deck, can you see over the fences or do they build the fences so high that you can't see?
No, can't see a thing. Tom Cruise's fence is way high.
One of my good friends lives next door to Robbie Williams and let's just say... He goes down on that street.
does it?
I know it does. Because also there. Lives on that street. Do you know who else lives on that street? Charlie Sheen.
Does he?
Is he your friend?
No.
And do you know who else lives on that street? Paris Hilton.
Is she your friend?
Yeah, I know that.
Same,
because my
same
friend,
street. Who's your friend?
Well, who's your friend?
I don't even want to put it out there. But my friend was going out with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
And he
does
met
that narrow it
he
down?
Met her at Paris's gaff. A little house party and that.
Mm. I know the very road you're talking about, but who's your friend? Is it someone famous?
Well, he's famous-ish. Famous in small circles.
Obviously rich, though, to live there,
very
right?
rich, very wealthy.
Famous in small circles. I like that phrase. Mm.
Did Kendall and Kylie Jenner disguise themselves as elderly women to experience a Hollywood Homes tour?
I'm going to say this is real. I can imagine them doing that just for a bit of banter.
Annoys me that, but I think it's real.
That one is real.
Yep, they wore bum bags, oversized baseball caps and prosthetic makeup to disguise themselves as elderly tourists. So, but just so they could see what it's like being on a tour of the Hollywood Homes, because generally they're in one. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 10, Charlie got 20.
What's winner. On today, please?
Oh my gosh, guys, you are not going to believe this.
Go on.
This is a game changer.
This is on your One Extra show starting in 3 minutes.
Yes, on One Extra Day from 4 p.m. Wait for it. We have got a very special guest.
Right, I've got to play a song, so go on.
Obama.
Right, okay, bye. Guess
on
out.
The show today.
Guess out.
Why are you wheeling me out? Why are you wheeling me out, man?
He's not, though.
True stories, Obama's on the show.
He's not.
We're talking politics.
And Greg James is next on Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are all the best bits of the show from Tuesday. Join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. We, of course, will be bumbaloing.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.